Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I do not believe she is in Minneapolis. Jamie is with us on the Centerpoint Energy Home Service Plus hotline. Can you divulge? Are you willing to divulge your location right now?
Where exactly are we right now? Do you know? I think we crossed the Arizona border about, I don't know, a half hour ago.
Are you on the lam? Are you on the run? Did you steal something and you're fleeing from authorities?
Here's it. Yes. As a matter of fact, I've stolen my producer, Alyssa Estrada, and I'm smuggling her to Texas. She is moving. She will be Janet Shamulin's new producer out of Houston, Texas.
Oh.
It's a homecoming for Alyssa, but it's so sad for me because I'm going to miss her. So I basically just kidnapped her and said we're driving there.
And you plan on what, just dropping her off, you know, like outside of Mesa and saying good luck to you. This is... I told you I was going to drive you, but you're stuck here in carefree Arizona.
No, she's actually going to dump me in Austin, Texas, because I can get a direct flight home to L.A. from Austin. So she'll have the last 2.5 hours to herself, which she may like since we've been talking nonstop for 2 days now.
Okay, so let's talk about this. You guys must be very good friends.
We are very, yeah. How, we're like sisters.
Okay. How good of friends do you have to be? Is this like a 2-day drive? Are we talking, or 3-day?
Okay, we're being extremely luxurious about this, by the way, and we're blaming COVID.
Yep.
But we're taking our time. So I'm actually sitting in the back seat. It's almost like Alyssa's Ubering, so that we can get a 6 feet between us.
Okay.
We're both wearing masks. I don't know if you can hear the airflow, but we do have the windows cracked in here. Taken COVID tests leading up to this have been negative. We have our home COVID test that we're going to be sending off in the middle of this whole thing. We actually only got to Palm Springs yesterday because we wanted to just get out of LA traffic. So she had to do all of her movers, all that kind of stuff, check out of the apartment, blah, blah, blah. So we got to Palm Springs last night, had a lovely outdoor socially distant dinner, had our own hotel room. We're going to spend 2 days in Tucson, which you know I have some roots in.
Yeah.
So,
I mean, come on. Tempe, so much better than Tucson. What are you doing?
We got to get further south. I'd love to do that, but I got connections in the Tucson area.
You do
with the COVID, so
yeah,
you know.
You're woven with the people, and I like to call it Tucson, Arizona.
Tucson, yes. So then we'll leave there, and then we're going to the dazzling location of Van Horn, Texas.
Mm.
What's the name of that hotel? The El Capitan.
Nice.
Hotel.
La-di-da.
If anyone finds themselves in Van Horn, Texas, wants to say hi.
Hotbed.
And then we'll be going. No, we're trying to avoid the hotbed, but
we're
skipping through, you know, El Paso, that kind of stuff. But and then Austin, and then she'll dump me in Austin, and I'll go home, and she'll go to her new home. There'll probably be tears shed in Austin, Texas.
Okay, the two of us are both talkers, right? We both would classify ourselves as talkers.
What? No.
I know, this is a shocker. How many of your friends are you willing to make this drive with? Because it's interesting on a drive, because as I said, we both can talk and talk and talk, but there is a time for a little bit of silence. There is an interesting rhythm drive.
I was told just before this call that once I was done with this hit with you, that I was free to take a nap. So
I love
very
that.
Subtle, very subtle.
Exactly.
Like, if you're tired, Jay, why don't you just go ahead and sleep? Or she said you could read a book.
she didn't say anything about the trunk, did she? At any point?
No, I don't think she'll put me in the trunk at this point.
Dan, do we need to put a tracker on this vehicle?
I'm starting to wonder a little bit. Yeah.
To make sure Jamie is okay.
Well, the funny thing is, if you knew the two of us, so like our boss was like, "Oh my God, is this Selma and Louise?" And I was like, "Well, we're hoping for a better ending."
But I was going to say, okay, because I did almost say Thelma and Louise, and then I remembered the end, and I thought, not. But I thought, hey, if you guys end up meeting a good-looking Brad Pitt type,
well,
I mean, Brad, seriously, as a raging heterosexual male, I was attracted to Brad and Thelma and Louise. My God. And he's struggling now. He's really let it go now, hasn't he?
It's been a long pandemic for all of us. So, yeah.
Yes. It has. Okay, so you will eventually get to Austin. Austin
yep.
may be the number one city in America I have not visited and I want to visit. Maybe
okay,
number
well,
one. I need
me
to think.
Me too. I've been every other city in Texas but Austin.
Well, I know if you've been in every other city in Texas. That sounds like something Adam would say.
Exactly. I mean, Adam County.
Dan, I mean, what's going on here?
Well, I am stopping in Van Horn.
That's true. I can honestly tell you, outside of Keith Van Horn, former NBA player, I've never heard Van Horn before. So this is all new to me.
I'm also being told there's a wine country in Texas that we're stopping in, which I'm a little perplexed by. Have you heard about wine country in Texas?
Yes, I have.
Oh, you have?
I have.
Is there anything
yep.
I can ship to you?
Oh, yes. Go ahead. I'm all for
just,
it.
Just
I'm
all the things?
Just, yeah, everything. Just go ahead. And
everything. I mean, come on. You know me well enough, and you know my obsession with red wine. So, yeah. Correct.
Is it an obsession? Is that what we're calling it now? It's not an addiction. It's an obsession?
Yes. Let's go with that. Let's go with. So how about okay? Let's play this game because we've done this
okay.
before.
Yeah.
If work would allow it, CBS uh-huh. says this works, and you now have lived in Naples, Minneapolis area, New York City, L.A., and you can pick the next city where you want to live, and your life is. From a personal level and professional level, every bit is good. Where are you going?
That's really tough. That's a very tough question. Because, you know, the one thing this job gives you, and actually Alyssa and I were just talking about, is this country is so beautiful. You know, in like the smallest places you'd never even think of. Like immediately when you said that, I'm like, oh, Chelan, Washington. Have you ever been there? It's so beautiful.
No. Where in relation like to Seattle is it?
It's like a 3-hour drive from Seattle,
okay.
but it's like it's glacial lakes, there's mountains, there's wine country there. It's one of the most beautiful places I've ever seen. So that comes to mind. I do like the desert a lot, like you. I find it to be very peaceful.
I love the desert,
you know?
Yep.
But, like, I don't know that I would love 3 months of, like, 114
no.
degrees.
No.
I love Minnesota, but I also, there's so many like little towns out east too that are super cute. You know, I was watching, what's that movie? The Family Stone the other night. And
okay. yep.
a friend of mine told me it's like, there's this little tiny town in New Jersey that when I lived out in New York, that the Family Stone was filmed in. There's so many cute little towns in this country.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean,
so
if I pick, if I pick, If I pick places where I've lived before, yeah, I pick probably Scottsdale for 8 months and maybe Duluth for 4 months.
Oh,
right?
That's a great idea.
That'd be pretty good, right?
Yeah. You know what I always wanted? I always wanted a house in Duluth with a big front porch and like a giant dog and a big fireplace. That's always sounded lovely. I don't know how
probably
I would ever make money to get that old Victorian house. With
yeah. You might like the view of the lake, too.
And
the,
yes.
You want, if you're yes. there, you want to have the view.
If you
Austin.
Duluth Key West, that would be a good.
Be pretty good.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, that is the thing. That's the thing about Arizona. And we've talked about this before. Somebody who lived there and traveled there a lot. December and January in Arizona isn't great. It just isn't.
No, I mean,
Florida's better December, January.
It's more consistent weather. You know, because that's the thing here is like a cold front came through. So the next couple of days will be cool. And then on the back end of it, it'll be beautiful. So, but you just don't know because you get those fronts, you know, here that are odd.
You get
and like Tucson, it can still snow, you know?
Oh, yeah. You get significantly more 50 degree days and maybe low 60s in Arizona, December, January than ever you would in Naples, as an example, you know?
True.
Where you live.
Is this a geography lesson today?
Is this what
we're providing the people?
It is.
Geography lesson.
Correct. All right, I got to go. When will you be back to work?
Okay, so that's a funny question. So I work Thanksgiving week, Christmas. I'm working Christmas week and New Year's week. So I'm actually off this week, and then I have to recover from this for a week. So I'll be gone next week, too.
Good. Well, can we check in and wherever your trip is taking you next week?
Yeah, I'm going to go quarantine somewhere. So check in with me. Make sure I'm still alive.
We just want to make sure you're not in the trunk.
Exactly. Exactly. Just send me a text once every few hours so I know.
Okay.
You know, we'll come up with a code or something like that to make sure you're okay.
Bananas. I'll send you a banana emoji.
Thank you.
Okay.
All right. See ya.
Bye.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Odyssey is giving you a chance to win a trip to London to see Taylor Swift at the Eras Tour. It's Tay in the UK.
Hey, it's Taylor.
Just download the free Odyssey app, log in and listen to a participating station for a minimum of 60 minutes to get your daily entry. And you could win a chance to fly off to London with three friends and see Taylor.
I can't wait to see you at the Eras Tour in London.
For more, go to odyssey.com/Taylor.
Tay in the UK.
It's on the Odyssey app. Thanks to Republic Records. This is a national contest.